Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Late summer in the garden when the fall colors are just beginning. Get your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and come out to enjoy the tranquility of the garden. And don't forget about a ticket to the Soar Butterfly exhibit. It's still available for a couple of more weeks. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. Driving up the entranceway and into the parking lot, you are greeted with an explosion of beautiful hot pink floss silk tree flowers. The tree is straight ahead and just beginning its blooming cycle, so the top of the canopy is ablaze with color. There are more floss silk trees in the garden, but not all are blooming yet. There is another one in bloom along Tram Road at Phoebe's Meadow. These trees are a wonderful statement tree as they bloom in the fall, just as other summer blooming plants may be fading. And during late winter and spring, they develop large seed pods filled with a silky fiber surrounding the small seeds that help the seeds disperse on the winds. The trunks of the trees develop a bulbous form as the trees mature that is covered with mean thorns to protect the thin bark from climbing animals, mainly the monkeys of the Amazon rainforest, where this tree is native. Once inside the garden, a peaceful way to begin your visit is to contemplate the koi in the pond of the Japanese garden. These beautiful, slow-moving fish can mesmerize you if you watch them swim a minute, and this time of year, if you're lucky, you'll be visited by the big red dragonflies that frequent the pond. Native American and Japanese culture both believe that a visit from a red dragonfly can bring harmony, love, and affection to your life. And while they may look a bit dangerous, they do not have a stinger, so unless they're feeling threatened and try to bite you, they are generally harmless to humans. If you wander from the koi pond into the fuchsia garden, see the fuchsia cecile. This light pink with double purple petaled flower is so lovely. It was introduced in 1981, but it's very similar to a flower introduced in 1957. The 1957 version is First Love Fuchsia, basically the same colors, but the flower is about a third again bigger than cecile. Just for comparison, take a look at La Campanella. It seems that this is a miniaturized version of the very same flower, but it was hybridized in Britain, and the other two are American hybridizations. Just outside the fuchsia garden is a huge potted plumeria plant with beautiful bunches of pink blossoms. The plumeria, or frangipani as it's known in many other countries, is a tropical plant that is frequently associated with the Hawaiian Islands. However, it was first identified in the southern forested area of Mexico and did not arrive in Hawaii until 1860. Now it is common in many tropical and subtropical areas around the world where it is a symbol of eternal life, and in many cultures the blossoms are a symbol of love. Continuing along the side walkway to the children's garden, you'll see a lovely bed of lavender obedient plant beginning to bloom. It's right next to the scarlet natal lilies that have been blooming for a couple of weeks. There is more obedient plant blooming along the walkway to the farthest exit from the lower meadow. Interestingly, the obedient plant is a wildflower that a friend of Benjamin Franklin's, his name was John Bartram, sold in his garden catalog in 1770. If you wander around the overlook, the wonderful smell is the cassia on the corner of Tram Road and Creek Lane. Just down the hill, you can see a few pomegranates are still on the trees waiting to ripen for the garden critters. As you leave the garden, take a look at the orange flame vine, or Combretum fruticosum, and passion flower vines that cover the wall leading to the parking area. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.